And this morning, we will take care of today's No Sweat News.
All right.
These stories could turn up on the quiz on Friday. Your shot to pick up tickets to check out Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, my God.
He hits Radio City Music Hall. Yeah. August 27th.
Nice.
I said it before, I've seen two shows, White Stripes and Primus at Radio City Music Hall, and they were both, actually magical.
Something about that venue that makes artists step up.
Yes.
And bring it.
No question.
And, of course, Lenny Kravitz could perform at a much bigger venue, yeah, but has chosen to do Radio City. If you don't win tickets on the air, check out the contest link at WRAT.com for another chance. Now, today's No Sweat News is going to start with Mother's Day.
Oh.
Kraft, the, food company.
Sure. Yes.
With a K, not the real way you spell it, which is with a C. That's how I do it. Kraft just announced that they're going to pay for your babysitter on Mother's Day.
This is a good news.
Huh?
I like
this.
That's all right.
You got it. They'll reimburse you up to $100 if you submit your receipt for the babysitter you hire on Sunday. If you put it in at craftmothersdayaway.com. There's a catch, though.
You'll be spammed for life?
Well.
By Kraft?
Probably, but they're only reimbursing a total of $50,000, which is only 500 moms. So you better get your receipt in early.
You know what? Do it. Do it right now. Bam, you're good.
Better than nothing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dateline Florida for story number two.
Capital of the No Sweat News.
Oh. And Gary Wayne Anderson. He's got three names, and he's got some drinking troubles. Gots. Saturday night, he was all hammered, and he was driving his lawnmower down the side of the street.
Uh-oh.
And his ride stopped when he crashed into a parked car.
Oh, God.
That just happened to be a police car.
I knew that was
coming. Wow.
I just heard the name Gary Wayne Anderson.
Now, what was...
From Florida.
What was particularly fun about the accident, seeing how it was at low speed and nobody was injured, he had the sit-on lawnmower he was driving.
Right.
And pulling behind it was a small cart, you know, that you could haul your lawn equipment in.
Yeah, right.
And in that cart was a cooler.
Oh,
and
Gary.
I'll bet you $10 that that cooler was filled with beer.
Oh, I'll bet you 50.
Gary Wayne Anderson.
Yeah.
Why? Why didn't you just stay on the lawn?
I mean,
first of all, you could have two birds, one stone. You wouldn't have gotten a DUI, and you would have been cutting your grass.
His blood alcohol level was 0.241.
Well, no surprise there.
Yeah, that's why you can't mow the lawn.
Gary Wayne Anderson.
Good.
I better not drive the car.
Seriously.
Let's take the lawnmower.
Settle down, Gary.
And whoa. Dateline New Jersey for our third story of the day. Dateline Monmouth County.
Oh, no. Monmouth County, New Jersey. Oh, boy.
Middletown, I'm looking at you.
Oh, I have two friends who live there. Johnny Valentine, you better listen. Middletown.
If you know someone with the last name Gurgis, they didn't pay Carl, so he's doing the story. A Monmouth County man is behind bars for committing a naked burglary.
Excuse me, though?
Somebody on Phillips Mills Drive reported a burglary at their home.
Okay.
The burglar was wearing only a sweater and nothing on the lower part of his body.
Must have been chilly in the chest area.
That's why they call it Middletown.
Canine units tracked down Leonardo resident Jacob Gurgis, who
Jacob.
Wait, is there,
allegedly was found under the deck of a nearby home and now was completely nude.
Oh, he took off the sweater.
Yeah.
He didn't want anyone to know he liked sweaters.
I gotta get rid of my disguise. Huh?
They won't see you if you're naked. He has been placed in county jail on counts starting with burglary and ending with lewdness. So there you go.
Just keep him locked up.
Gonna need a whole team of psychiatrists for that one.
I don't know what he was.
The couch.
Maybe he was just trying to steal a pair of pants.
I don't know.
What the hell?
That is today's No Sweat News. We will see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz. That's going to be for Lenny Kravitz tickets, his big show in August at Radio City Music Hall.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.